You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hey, Chris, what are you drinking there?
Oh, you never seen one of these before?
No, what is that?
Oh, man, this is a brewery in Austin, Circle Brewing. They're right near my house, right up on Breaker Road. They got their own brewery with a bunch of stuff. This is actually, you're gonna think I'm lying. This is, I think, the best American Hefeweizen I've ever had, Circle Brewer.
Get out.
It's made in America. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's high praise coming from you.
We'll take a sip of this thing. Try that.
All right, let me see.
No. That wasn't the Hefeweizen. That was the IPA.
Yeah, no, that was the Ladybird.
Yeah, that's good too. Man, they make a lot of good beers. And like I said, you can come visit them at their tap room right down the street here from me, on Breaker Lane. It's delicious stuff, and they actually became the sponsor for the website, oneofus.net.
Wow, good guys, and they live right down the street from here?
They certainly do, and you can even get their beer in convenience stores now.
Ah, convenience store. I'm going to just walk over to Circle.
Oneofus.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to oneofus.net, keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Welcome to another live edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are pleased as punch to have as our guest the Blind Tiger Comedy Club audience. Make some noise, beautiful people. Thank you guys
for
coming.
I just switched it on.
Turn it on like a switch.
We just switched it on. Yeah. And we are happy campers. Regan, to be talking about what today?
Our three topic questions, listen up guys, is number one, tell us your favorite crazy or unhinged performance by an actor or actress. Topic number two, tell us the worst time you've ever bled.
Yeah.
Oh, that's metal.
That's pretty metal.
And
topic number three, if you could erase a taste from your brain, what taste would you erase from your brain?
Metal.
That's super metal. You know, so Jess, what's been going on lately, man?
Well,
it's been a month, and it's now our monthly cycle.
It is our monthly cycle.
To do this podcast.
Yeah, to flush these things out of your system.
Just to flow, and, you know, just like a heavy flow of consciousness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a part of a well-regulated system that happens once a month, and, you know, men over 50 sitting in congressional pundit seats have no control over it. They can't stop us.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't stop what we're doing. We control the fucking dial.
And I love that we went from, you know, our pad to here,
almighty,
right here in the Blind Tiger Comedy Club.
Yes.
And everyone here is drinking out of their Diva cups, and we're just having a wonderful time.
Thanks for plugging in, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Tampons. So, the Zodiac Killer is running for Senate against Beto O'Rourke, who is a beefcake skateboarder.
Mm-hmm. Beefcake?
You're thinking
of our mayor, Ron Nirenberg.
So for the people not from San Antonio, our mayor is a fucking beefcake.
You guys know what our mayor looks like?
Yeah.
You don't know what our mayor looks like?
He's from Dallas.
Oh, man, look him up. Ron Nirenberg. He's buff.
He's buff as fuck. Like, But Beto's... He's
in good shape.
He's in running good shape.
Yes.
He's in running shape.
Oh, like
he can run 10 miles.
Like AIDS-y?
No.
Like
Lance Armstrong?
Beto would do like American Ninja Warrior, while Ron Nirenberg would be like just like lifting heads.
Well, like throwing kegs over walls?
Yes.
What's that called? Strongman.
Beto can't do American Ninja.
He probably could.
Yeah.
No, but he's a skateboarder, bro.
No, but he's not
parkour.
He's got
Beto was. You know who's parkour? Ted Cruz is parkour.
No, Ted Cruz ain't parkour.
If he was a Zodiac killer, he had to be parkour in the San Francisco area in the late 60s.
Ted Cruz is fucking mall walking. That's what that guy is. He's a mall walker.
He's an upskirt picture taker. Like if there's a girl sitting next to him in the mall, he's just.
If Beto's American Ninja, what is Ted Cruz? Seriously, like, what's his sport? Basketball ain't it, but
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz goes to
LA Fitness and works out in sweatpants. Like, that's Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz does curling.
No. he is from Canada.
He does amateur curling.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's from Cuba. No, his dad's from Cuba.
Yeah, he's born in Canada, right?
Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
No, look it up. Google it. Somebody. Where's our... Does anybody
have service? We get no signal in here.
All right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. You're all doomed. You're all doomed.
Yeah. Apparently, they're having like a debate today. So if anyone is political, that's why no one's here. If you're here, then you're obviously not political. And just know that we could reelect the Zodiac Killer into our Senate again.
But more importantly, it is the 40th anniversary of 9/11. Our cherished... food restaurant known as Taco Cabana.
Is it the big 4-0?
Yeah.
So for the listeners not from San Antonio, Taco Cabana is like where you go when everything else is closed.
Who here goes to Taco Cabana? Raise your hand, even though you won't be able to hear it.
Yeah,
that's a couple of people.
That's all right. 75. Only when everything's closed. Proving my point.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have Taco Cabanas in Dallas? They do. Branching out. The first one was here, bro.
Yeah, down the street on San Pedro. They were throwing a giant party tonight.
And we're missing it.
We're missing it.
You know what else we're missing? Fucking River City Rock Fest tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's there? Deftones.
Fucking Nine Inch Nails, dude.
Special Pumpkins.
Fucking
Cookie Dough.
Candlebox. Marcy's Playground.
Five Punch Mary.
Yeah. Fucking Cumbersome. Seven Mary Three.
Groundskeeper Willie. Sideshow Bob.
Fall Out Boy.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All the Simpsons fans. Yeah. I know. I'm having a good time. I'm glad that we're here. I'm glad that, you know.
I'm glad we're in here. I'm glad we're in the fuck dungeon.
Yes.
Is it the fuck? You keep calling it the fuck dungeon. What have you done here? This is a children's restaurant.
It's just what it looks
upstairs.
Like. It's just what it looks like. I've said it multiple times.
You've seen fuck dungeons?
I've seen it multiple times. Speaking of the Zodiac Killer, have you watched the movie Zodiac Killer?
This is where Roger Rabbit kept his films.
This is where Roger Rabbit kept his films.
Okay.
This is that dank, dirty. This looks like
dank, like fucking dank.
The first layer,
dank memes.
You know, when Jodie Foster goes into the basement, Silence of the Lambs. This is the layer one. This is layer one before she
and behind the sheet.
Behind the sheet layer is two. Layer two. The bathtub with the emulsified lady.
Gets up and kisses Jack Nicholson.
Right, and behind that curtain over there is the well where the girl is staying in there.
Yeah,
but this is layer.
Bitch!
Yeah, and yeah. This is layer one of the fuck dungeon.
Does anybody know what they're talking about?
Sounds of the Lambs. Academy Award movie.
It's just Paul in the back.
Was she a great big fat person?
Devlin does this very Olympic spin and drops little.
Yeah, he just goes. And what is he cooking? Have we figured out? We've talked about that. I say omelet.
I think it's a pan of queso cheese. It's Velveeta.
Why he would has Buffalo a, Bill eat
Silence
just
of the Lambs?
Cheese?
Because Sorry. Like it's 1989 and Rodeo Drive and Rotel and Velveeta makes
what
good.
What the hell's going on?
So there's a scene where they show the 45 Magnum on the stove in Silence of the Lambs, and it's next to a pan. But your attention doesn't go to the pan.
You're thinking about the gun, right? Yeah.
But when you watch it 45 times, you're like, oh. What's in the pan?
Yeah, what was Buffalo Bill eating before she showed up in there? Yeah, and it's yellow shit.
And we had this long debate on what Buffalo Bill was eating.
He says it's eggs.
I think it's eggs. I think Buffalo Bill's an egg eater.
I think it's a skillet full of queso.
And I think that's a subconscious thing because he wants to be a woman and he can't produce eggs. Therefore, is why he would eat an omelet.
All right, I'm sold. It's eggs. All right, fine. God damn it. It's eggs. God damn it. All right, fine.
All right. I never ask you, Regan, how are you doing, man? What's been going on with you?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah.
I just was in California visiting some friends. I went to my first dispensary. Has anybody been to a dispensary?
I've been to where they sell weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not
legally.
In California, it's amazing. There's this place called MedMen.
MedMen.
And it's everywhere. Like the place you go. It's like a
bong draper.
Might as well. But it's like an iTunes store for weed, or it's like an Apple store for weed, and they've got all these iPads
out. Genius Bar.
And you can just touch the iPad and it shows you exactly how much THC levels and everything on these nice little charts and graphs. Wow. And they have everything you can ever imagine.
Did you fucking smoke?
No. But like,
did you do edibles?
No.
Did you do those eye drops?
I did nothing.
Weed gummies?
There's no eye drops.
There might have been.
Did you do weed gummies?
No, but they have all of that.
I know.
They also
did you bring some?
No, but I could have.
I know.
Do you guys know that if you fly out of LAX, you can take up to 35 grams of weed with you anywhere? They don't care. They don't check. They don't mind. You can take weed with you anywhere out of LAX. Well, probably any airport out of California. You're allowed to because they're just like, I don't know, it might be illegal where you're going, but it's legal here.
So weed brownies, weed eye drops, weed butt plugs.
Up to 35 grams. Take whatever you want.
Wait, that's anywhere in the United States. 35 grams
of weed. Out of California, you can fly any. You can fly out of California with this at 35 grams.
You sound like Vincent Vega, like when he's on Pulp Fiction where he's talking about, like, it's illegal for them to search you. It's
They won't really even search you. And if they do, they go, hey, you know, it might be illegal when you go. But so far,
but everyone's
like, no
so
one's
high,
ever been...
they're like, are you cool, man? Like the TSA.
It's so weird because when I was in the dispensary the whole time, I was like, this is wrong. This is bad. This is wrong. But it's not. Because from Texas, you're like, wait, guys, we're all going to get arrested here.
Yeah, Rob Funch has said.
And they're just like, let me see your ID. All right, man, buy as much weed as you want. Not even from this state. They're like, okay. I'm like, I'm not hurt or sick.
Yeah, but
okay.
But see, it's not necessarily weird because you go to Vegas and you can just gamble. They don't ask you what state you're from. They know you're there to fuck hookers and gamble and kill people.
You're just the year in California.
You're in Vegas.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the only three options in Vegas? You can't be there for...
For the M&M store?
Oh, we have a comment already.
Oh, okay.
Question. Your name, please.
Question.
Justin. So, my question, you said that you can have 35 grams out of LAX. Mm-hmm. What the hell happens when you land?
I don't know. It's up to the discretion of the state you're going to, apparently.
Just hide it in, in your prison wallet,
bro. Here's the most California answer is they don't care.
Well, now think about it. When you land in an airport, they don't check your luggage coming in. They check it when you leave.
Yep.
And so if you're leaving from there, they're not going to check. I mean, like, it's already checked. They've already done their job. They're not going to check again. You look, unless you look suspicious.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, unless you smell like
lavender. So if anybody just wants to go buy a bunch of
fucking,
like, and you can
not
bring
35 grand. How much is
35
grand?
So here's
Grams.
Apparently, I don't know either, but you can get one of those vape things that's a ton of CBD, whatever, oil in it. So it's like a ton of weed, but this one little thing that could last you like a month, and you can stick
it. No, it doesn't last to people that go to dispensaries a month. Lasts me a month.
Oh, okay. That was an interesting sort of thing that I learned.
What did you think of it? Was there just a bunch of burnouts and hookahs and stuff?
No, just everybody. All walks of life up there. No, just regular people. It's
not
just
like of coke.
No, dude, come on.
Easy there.
That's gross.
That's a drug.
Yeah, that's a real drug. Everybody's.
So is it like that in Colorado, in Washington too?
I don't know. I didn't go to a dispensary. This is the first time I've ever
Vincent
been to
Vega. I don't know. I didn't go to Burger King. That's essentially what he just said.
He went to a dispensary in California.
This is the first time
saying.
I ever went. It wasn't my idea, but I was like, yeah, I'll go. I've never been. So we went and it was fun.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. All right, we have Irma.
Okay, so you guys are talking about dispensaries and stuff, and I'm not like a weed person or anything. I don't smoke it, but I gummy it.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I was in Las Vegas, actually, and my husband doesn't like me to get drunk, so he's like, let's see how you are high.
Yeah.
So we actually went to a dispensary. He didn't want to get down. Okay, and the other comic that I was with didn't want to get down because I guess their jobs or whatever.
Is get down code for eating a gummy?
No, they didn't want to get off at the dispensary, so I had to get down by myself.
Yeah, getting off at a dispensary is probably not a good idea.
Hold on.
You know what I mean? They didn't want to get off at the car, but I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay, they didn't want to at the dispensary.
Yeah.
Because you got to go to like one of those, like.
That's what I thought like gummy is.
Like an Oakland dispensary
where you take out your dentures and give you a blowjob.
You got to watch
what
you say.
That's what I call a gummy.
Okay, I don't know.
A gummy from a Grammy.
Nasty. I'm not that old yet, fucker. Damn.
No, I'm not saying you. I don't know if you fucking had silver teeth. Anyway, so you got the gummies.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny because they didn't want to get off the car and go inside with me. Yeah. This is sounding so dirty now.
Yeah.
But they decided to stay in the parking lot at the wedding chapel next door, so I thought that was funnier.
Give each other gummies.
Wedding chapel, dispensary. Perfect.
That's what a married couple should do.
Yeah, get down some Sour Batch Kids and then fucking get off.
Sour Batch Kids, I like that. Sour Kush Kids.
Yeah, Sour Kush Kids.
Sour
yeah.
Kush Kids.
First the sour, then they're fucking.
So why didn't you bring any?
Is that we have to make that now? If we haven't made that commercial, we have to just make that.
First they're sour, then they're fucking hot. Well, that's great. Well, I'm happy. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for fucking going to the dispensary and not bringing
it back
anything.
It was an experience.
I need it. I have medicinal reasons
for
marijuana.
Fly to one of the places and buy some.
You were there, bro?
I didn't know you needed any. I could have brought you 35 grams.
Well, I know you could. It's like when you go to the store. It's like, hey, want me to pick you up something?
Oh, I should be, yeah. Larry, you need any weed?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah. What kind do you want?
35 grams of shit that won't freak me out.
And that, and you can ask them that.
Yeah.
You can tell them exactly what you want. Yeah. And those, they're like, oh, well, you need this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah. Here George W. Kush and fucking, yeah,
exactly.
Kind of,
yeah.
Bong, James Bong, and all kinds of good stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fucking indica sativa, fucking clitoris. So I'm excited about this podcast. Hopefully Zodiac Killer doesn't fucking win in Senate. And because if he does, then we're not going to be able to take 35 grams of anything anywhere. In any orifice.
No.
So let's get this started. You guys ready to start our podcast?
Yeah!
Let's go. So, Chess, what do we got going on this week?
Hey, everybody, it's time for my segment of the evening, the segment of the show that I like to call, Yeah, I'm looking at that! It's a segment where I talk about movies and video games and fun junk like that, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners and patrons of Fuck Dungeons across the world, after they hear about said junk, would be, Yeah, I'm looking at that! So this week, I'm talking about the movie called Mandy. Mandy is a movie starring Nicolas Cage, and it is a bloody revenge tale where his girlfriend is kidnapped by satanic worshiping biker gang, and then they murder her. And then he wants to get bloody revenge and all kinds of psychedelic LSD, trippy, balls to the wall, Nicolas Cage hijinks goes on. So it's only
is he in a bear suit?
No, but okay. I think it's guaranteed to be as exciting as Bear Suit. If National Treasure is a 7, Mandy's an 8. Because National Treasure is already
on like Rotten Tomatoes scale?
No, no, no. On a Nicolas Cage Goes Buck Wild scale.
Got it.
If National Treasure
what's
is
zero?
A...
What's zero? Zero is what?
Leaving Las Vegas?
Zero is his
voice... No, because he's crazy in Leaving Las Vegas.
Zero is his voiceover role in Astro Boy. That's
okay,
zero. All right,
that's a zero.
Astro Boy, Nicolas Cage, zero,
and
right?
And 10 is Wicker Man.
And 10 is fucking Wicker Man.
Ten
no,
is Wicker
like,
Man.
Yeah. So Mandy
so
is...
So Face Off is like 8.5.
Yes, yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
And
no,
eight,
nine,
no, 8mm.
8mm is okay, cool, 8.5, yeah. So Mandy's actually turns it up to 11. This is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is full tilt Nicolas Cage. A quote that they've been heavily pushing to promote this movie is, quote, this movie's fucking awesome. I just watched Nicolas Cage covered in blood scream for 3 minutes solid. So that just sounds like a good entertaining time. The movie is called Mandy. And Mandy... inspires the first topic for the evening, the first topic question, the first topic of our evening, and the topic is, tell us your favorite crazy or unhinged performance by an actor or an actress. There's nothing more fun than to see a performer just fucking go for it and just go insanely wild and go crazy and break through what's normally expected of them and just go nuts. And Nicolas Cage has gone nuts several times.
He's good.
He's great. He's super good. And so Nicolas Cage, one of the kings of going crazy, inspires a topic. Tell us about your favorite crazy or unhinged performance by an actor or actress. I will kick it off. I will pick off one of these cool 80s scummy movies that I like. I think it's actually from 1980, and it's this movie called Maniac. The actor's name is Joe Spinell. I think that's how you pronounce his name, or Joe Spinell. This is very... Italian-looking, greasy-looking guy. He was in Godfather 1 and 2. He's just kind of like this Italian-looking dude.
I didn't do that on purpose.
No, okay, yeah. Our phones are creepy. They pulled up an ad for Maniac, the Netflix show, which is totally unrelated.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I got my answer.
No, exactly. So, not related to that. This actor, again, just looks like so convincingly like a piece of shit murderer. Like, he's just so scummy. And it's not just that, okay, he's a killer and in the movies and he's killing like just like random women in New York's thing, because during the like 70s and 80s, it was a big thing. Like just realistic, like scary movies were about random people getting murdered. Like it was a scary thing because
back then, because it's not anymore.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Now it's you got like, you know, now not nuns like... are all the rage, which are cool. And scary nuns are cool. But like now creepy Italian dudes in New York, like that's not scary anymore. That's just like when you get off the plane, you know, and, like you see Maniac all the fucking time.
Where you put the man in Maniac, right. Baby.
So Maniac to me is like one of my favorite kind of roles, because it was the classic thing of like a lot of actors in horror films is that like you know them for being like so crazy and whatever. And like apparently like the whole thing was, oh, he's a teddy bear. He's like one of the nicest guys. And he passed away like a few years after the movie was made. But it's one of my favorite.
Oh, so he's like the lead singer of Sublime, but for like horror dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Otis Redding.
And he like the it's not so much that he's like like super crazy. It's just that like the whole thing about his killer character is that, like, he doesn't like to kill. Like, he can't control it. So when he's murdering, you can see it in his face, the pain.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it, but he has to do it.
He's a maniac.
Bonus,
that's the title of the movie.
Bonus points for the movie. Just on a side note, the poster doesn't have him on the cover because they would like not be appealing. Because like, who'd want to see a movie with this greasy, kind of overweight guy with a mustache? So the
the I Am Ron Jeremy poster.
Not well. Then he'd have to hang dong to be there. But this poster
hung. Yeah.
This poster, it was just this really fit man in this pair of fit jeans. Crotch level with essentially like a boner in his jeans, and he's holding like a severed head with a knife that has it's not in the
that
movie
was
at
okay,
all.
Okay, but when Kathy Griffin did it with Donald Trump,
exactly.
It wasn't a cover to a movie though. If it was a cover to a movie, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, anyways, Joe Spennel in Maniac, one of my favorite crazy or unhinged performances by an actor.
Has anybody seen Maniac in the audience?
Come on.
Oh, it was.
You've never seen Maniac? It was Benipedia. You've never seen?
It's great. Wow. And they remade it. They did remake the movie, and playing the role of the Maniac is everyone's favorite hobbit. Does somebody say his name? Elijah Wood, yeah. Elijah Wood did it. And it's a pretty good remake. So both movies are pretty good. The original is great. Makeup by Tom Savini. It's fucking nuts. It's great. It's fucking...
They redo the poster for Hostel 2 or Hostel 1? The Maniac poster.
Oh,
it was one of the Hostels.
It was one of the Hostels with the boner pants?
Yeah, the boner pants.
Yeah, that was. I think it was Hostel 2.
Mine, I had to go and Google her name. My favorite... performance of someone going unhinged is from Lily Taylor. She is known probably since he mentioned The Nun as the mom from the original Conjuring. But that's not the movie that I'm referencing. She did this movie called I Shot Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
And she was batshit crazy. And it's basically my answer is really quick. As you know, she was just a fan of Andy Warhol, and Andy Warhol has been played by like many people, from Crispin Glover to like someone else, and like
Bill Hader played him.
Thank you. I was like, Bill Hader played him, there's a comedian that played him. David Bowie played him. David Bowie played Tesla too. David Bowie also played with Mick Jagger's dick, and come on, rest in peace, Starman. So Andy Warhol was played by this guy, and Lily Taylor plays this fan, and Andy Warhol was very open to people, you know, into his space, and, you know, if there were crazy people in New York, just like
Maniac,
you know, he was just open to it and really accepting, and Lily was like a paranoid schizophrenic who, and you see the progression of her becoming a fan to becoming obsessed, and she pretty much was holding a fucking copy of Catcher in the Rye and just fucking shoots Andy Warhol, like the sweetest guy in art, right? And at the end of the movie, they interview her, and is very similar to Psycho, you know, because she's just staring at the camera talking about aliens have a radio frequency linked to her uterus, and they're, you know, telling her to kill other celebrities and stuff like that. And so then knowing her from that and then seeing The Conjuring, I'm like, okay, she's fucking going to go apeshit, and she does. So
yeah,
if you want to see a good crazy lady, Lily Taylor.
She's good. Fucking turn it up a notch.
That's right.
Mine, I didn't go and Google the dude because I don't know who played him. But when I thought of the question, the question was like, tell us your favorite crazy performance. I just thought about who is my favorite crazy person in any movie ever. And I sort of took it as like the crazy person who brought joy to my life, which was the Irish dude in Braveheart. I don't know if
you guys remember
him. He was the one that spoke to God, and he was kind of kooky and weird. And I just liked him. He was fun. He spoke to God all the time, and he survived. Spoiler alert, he lives to the end. Or maybe he dies. We don't know, because Braveheart kind of ends with him kind of running into battle.
No need for a spoiler.
Yeah. it's also history, so you can just look it up.
Braveheart's history?
Yeah. So William Wallace is a true, you know,
loosely based. Loosely based.
Like Googling. Passion of the Crisis history, right?
Oh, that's same thing. Loosely based.
Right,
that's a Scottish Yeah. That's a Scottish Forces tattoo, Roger. Yeah,
exactly. Clash of the Titans. History.
Wait, Passion of the... Did what's Mel Gibson do Passion of the Christ?
Yeah.
Remember he was all like...
He's really big into history.
Jews are bad.
Apocalypto?
Yeah, Apocalypto. Yeah,
remember they were like... Blah, 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 blah.
Ransom? That was
Jews
real,
are bad.
Right?
Yeah. Kid pisses himself and he's like, Jews.
Yeah.
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 All Mel Gibson movies are just anti-Semitic. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The Lethal Weapon is interest payments.
No, Lethal Weapon 4 is anti-Chinese. It's very Chinese.
It is?
It's squirmy. It was squirmy when I saw it in the theater.
So sidebar, you're a smart guy. Okay. So you know how like anti-Semitic is when you're racist towards Jewish people? Is there a term like that for other like prejudices? Because you got homophobic, and then xenophobic, anti-Semitic, and then
and you're just racist.
That sucks, dude.
We kind of got we don't have the cool term. Like the Mexican guys don't have like an anti-Mexican.
Like people that are cool.
one word or anti like, whatever.
Yeah, xenophobic, racist. That's
like, oh man.
Yeah.
We got to come up with
They lucked out. They got their own one.
Yeah, exactly. They are the chosen people.
They're the chosen people to have their own singular racist term. Right. When the people...
So if you want to tell us your favorite crazy or unhinged, come on up to the mic. And before we hit that, Regan, what are the answers on Facebook?
Facebook answers, Alfred Perez says Brad Pitt and 12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
Robert Rodriguez says...
Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah, he's remember we met him at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, it was his birthday a few months ago.
It was.
He did Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Right. Yeah, that's what he's known for.
Tadanobu Asano in Ichi the Killer.
Yeah. Oh, I know that was
very Robert Rodriguez answer. Yeah.
Justin Cooper says Jack Nicholson in The Shining. His warm up before chopping the bathroom door is uncomfortable. Adam Flores says the mom
behind the scenes thing.
Adam Flores says the mom in Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Good answer.
Matthew Wayne says Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder. Crazy producer type, and he was in a fat suit, which is always funny.
And you know, before every take, they would just basically say, like, hey, Scientology's bullshit. And he would just kill you.
Almost Dick Cheese.
Rage out. You're glib.
Travis K, he wrote, oh my gosh, he wrote a very long thing.
He's not here.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you should read it.
He says, in parentheses, awkwardly stands at Mike awaiting Larry's snarky comment, probably, TKO, you're unhinged, so this should be an easy answer. Then I say, Larry, why are you talking to the mic? He's not even here. Some fanboy he is. Then Jess says, oh, nah, Travis, we love you. Go ahead and answer, mijo.
That's pretty accurate to what he was.
Then Travis says, goddamn, I abuse myself for y'all even when I'm not there. Anyway, Jet Li and Unleashed.
Jet Li and Unleashed is pretty awesome.
He's absolutely brutal.
But he's wrong, though.
That was very literal with the answer, too.
Yeah. So, if he came up to the answer, we'd have been, Travis, what's the first time you jacked off? That's what we would have said. Because editing the show, I feel bad. No, I don't feel bad, but I've asked him three times, like when he comes at the mic, like when we asked him the question, Travis, what's the first time you jacked off?
I've never asked him that. You guys are terrible.
I did it twice, so.
Why, Jess? Why do you want to know that?
Because what's what we're talking about, and we're all about transitions. We're transitionary. We keep conversation going, and when Travis gets to the mic, he's the next in line in our fucking flow of conversation. Travis, when's the first time you jacked off? That's Gabriel, what would have been that.
Gabriel Burgess says Kathy Bates in Misery.
Yeah.
And Milo says
Dolores Claiborne.
Pee-wee in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
When he's goes kooky.
I knit it right. I keep knitting.
That's wonderful.
That was spot on. B.P. Herm's going to be at San Antonio Comic-Con. Coming soon.
Benipedia. Yo, what about Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet?
Hopper in Blue Velvet.
Gas mask. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Fuckers.
Yeah. That was a good one. There was some, I guess, mainstream ones that like I was like, someone's probably going to say that. But,
just Blue Velvet. Patch Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac from The Predator after Jesse Ventura dies and he goes,
I'm
having some fun.
Oh, yeah.
He
gets unhinged definitely right now.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Yeah.
I feel sad.
Bokeem Woodbine from Dead Presidents, when he chops that guy's head off and starts carrying it around with him in a bag in Vietnam and then becomes a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
That's what usually happens.
Spoiler alert.
Brian
Powell.
Robert De Niro, not in Taxi Driver, but the King of Comedy.
Yeah.
That's another. He's another king of going off hinge.
Pesci.
Al Pacino. Just every insert Al Pacino move. Al Pacino in
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Also, and you're we're talking about. other people that go crazy than you, Al Pacino.
No, Al Pacino and that Adam Sandler movie where he plays his twin sister.
I'm a fan of man.
So yeah, just, yeah, fuck it.
Well, speaking of jacking off, Mandy. Mandy is in. I'm sorry. Speaking of getting off, Mandy, starring Nicolas Cage on a brilliant rampage. He was zero in Astro Boy. He was five in National Treasure. He's a 10 in Wicker Man. He's 11 in Mandy. And you know what's better than 10? 11. 11's better than 10, so that's why you should see
it. Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
So you've seen it.
See, no, I'm just saying it probably looks cool. It's probably.
You bastard.
It's probably dog shit, but I'm gonna like to see that.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, well, anyways.
Jess, yes. Can I argue that Vampire's Kiss is a 10.5?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I can take
for
that.
For a Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's like his best freak out, and he goes like in and out of the accent the whole movie. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, but that's real Nick Cage, though. Like, I think we're talking him acting crazy.
Yeah, he's overacting. Like, yeah, yeah. He freaks out, like. He gets sexually turned on by a bat in the first scene of the movie, and it just goes.
Is this on Netflix?
Probably.
All right.
I bought it on Amazon.
Well, Mandy's only on Netflix, right?
No, it's a real movie.
Okay. There's real movies on Netflix?
Nah, come on.
Questionable.
Dude.
Well,
also, Mom and Dad was really good. Did y'all see that one?
No, but no, I heard about that one.
Are we just talking about Nicolas Cage?
Crazy Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Nicolas.
Oh, by the way, guys, this podcast is a Nicolas Cage fan podcast.
Every
topic question revolves around Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. And his performance in Face Off when he's channeling John Travolta going unhinged.
We got some more Nicolas Cage fans coming in.
Right. Welcome to the Nicolas Cage podcast.
Please have a seat, man.
So, anyways, speaking of Face Off, which is a fantastic movie and a breakthrough directorial movie in America for John Woo, Mandy by Nicolas Cage. Yeah, I'm gonna look into that.
And pirated boxes now.
Now it's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yay!
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
So how many parents do we have in the audience? Parents, make some noise, parents.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's Friday.
The tortured
woo. It's a weekend. It's not a school night, but it was a school day.
The odds are not in your favor.
Oh, no. There's three, I think. And wow. Yeah. So for the first time on the live podcast, the non-parents outnumber the parents. There you go. There you go, you bunch of fucking pull-outers. So we, swallowers. So we,
pill takers, contraception using.
Nope. Zero people are responsible if you go to a dungeon to go to a Nicolas Cage podcast. No one has one IUD in them at all.
Yeah. Jess has no idea about birth control.
Oh, yeah, because you just fucking blasting it 24/7, right? That's all you do?
Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah, you just fucking just.
What, he was
cream pie,
talking about
the
butt
bake.
Peach as well. I forgot. Jess doesn't.
He doesn't know how sex works.
He doesn't.
Yeah, right? But I operate it.
I bet you've been fucking thigh for years. You've just been fucking sweaty thigh for years. Wife's probably a virgin.
This is the most.
She's got a full-on hymen. Like, her seal has not been broken. She could be donated to the food bank. She has this, like, fucking complete.
No, here's the thing.
Look, guys, it's all about confidence.
No, listen.
She's got a lens cap on her vagina.
It's all about confidence. You got to go in there 100%. Look yourself in the eye, whoever you're partying with, whatever.
She's got soup skin. Soup skin from when you leave soup out for a little bit. That's what's covering her vagina, is just fucking soup skin.
Listen, goddamn
thing.
This is how Jess
never
gets through
come
it.
In her life.
This is how Jess gets through it. Much like this is the Jess Caster answer. He's able to play like a Japanese video game.
Yeah.
Not understand any of the directions of the game, but
still
beat
make
the
people
game.
Come.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. How he is with sex. He doesn't really know what he's doing.
He's just button mashing.
And somehow he beats Strider.
Right,
hey,
that's how
you fucking
do it.
Because of his thumb. All right,
exactly.
But has nothing to do
with actual
his
sex.
Dick.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
exactly.
What I'm saying.
So she's come.
She's good.
Hymen intact.
Yes.
So he can open up a video game case without breaking a seal.
Exactly.
So that's kind of like.
She's happy.
So he can return it.
She's absolutely
so
happy.
So he can return
right.
it.
Right.
She's still a virgin.
Let me cap this off by a famous quote by American literature author Mark Twain.
Here we go.
Mark Twain once said, if you feel powerful, You are powerful. That's how you operate life. If you feel powerful, you are powerful. If you're sweating, if your glutes are fucking...
Mark Twain said this?
Yeah.
Mark Twain talked about glutes?
If your wife says, I love your leg... Then like that means, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that means,
do those,
yeah, then it means you're doing
called.
A good
right,
job.
Do some burpees.
Speaking of Jess having sex, what's today's, what is your topic, Larry?
So, I'm a dad. And in Dad's Corner, we talk about, you know, parenting and stuff like that. And all of our kids have some sort of disorder, just like all of us do. And my daughter has a blood disorder. And it's been, you know, a heavy issue going on lately with us since she's had a knee injury. And so, she, you know, doesn't have the ability to clot. She has what's called von Willebrand's disease. And so, you know, if she cuts herself, she doesn't really heal. Neosporin doesn't really do too much, but it takes just a little longer, you know. And we found that out when she was like 8, when she went to the dentist and they're like putting on, you know, whatever silver teeth. Cause yeah, we're fucking Mexican. And yeah, she bled for way too long. And the dentist was all like, oh, she's got the von Willebrand's. I went, what nationality are you? And so then we went to the doctor, got diagnosed, and there it was. She had a disease. I was like, you made that shit up. And apparently they didn't. So yeah, she busted her knee, and she's had to have von Willebrand's factor IV'd into her for a long time. And so it made me come up with our topic question for Dad's Corner. What is the worst you've ever bled? Because that is a big fucking fear of mine for my daughter, is her actually cutting herself, like, severely. I'll start with my answer. So we are a classy group of guys. Mm-hmm. We started this sketch comedy troupe called Comedia Go Go in 2002. And we used to do many performances, and we did very classic theater. I remember we were working at the Cameo Theater, not to brag, and we were doing a festival called Spring Break in October. And our headlining sketch was a very classic, classy sketch called Cock Blockers.
That was the headline.
Yeah, it was the last one.
It was
a knockout blow that you gave me. So what it was basically...
Oh, I remember. Okay, yeah.
Well, basically what it was is we had two stanchions. You know what stanchions are? You know, the things that hold the velvet ropes? Right? So we had velvet ropes that made it look like a ring, like a boxing ring, right? Like, and so we would have, you know, one of the girls from the sketch troupe come in the middle, and one of us would hit on her, and the other one would cock block, right?
And so we're trying to see who was the best cock block.
Who was the best cock block out of all of us. And so we would, like, react like a fight.
It was a title fight. We had videos, promo videos for Larry's and promo.
Yeah, fight night style.
Weighing 245 pounds coming from the south side of San Antonio, who is pre-diabetic. Give it up. Yeah, it was like that sort of shit.
And, and so we would do that, and the knockout blow was I go up to our sweet, sweet cast member, Monique Martin, who's African-American, and I was like, hey, how's it going? That's all I said. And Regan goes, I thought you said you weren't into black chicks, and I just knocked out blow. And so one thing that I prided myself
on.
So I would always make sure that if I took a pratfall or I did anything like that, that I went full fucking Jackie Chan. Like, I wanted to make sure that I looked like I hurt myself, because to me it was worth it for the gag. So what I did is I fell like trust fall with no one catching me into the velvet ropes that were being held by those heavy metal stanchions. And both, just like the columns that you see here, both of them fell and just knocked me right on the head.
Yeah.
And if anyone has ever been hit in the head, for some reason, blood gushes way more than any other part of your body. So I full on Ric Flair'd like a motherfucker. And I was like,
this was the end of the show. People are cracking up.
Yeah, and it was like, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Garza. And I look like fucking Bruiser Brody.
Because
I just fucking had just blood. And I thought it was sweat. That was crazy, because we were under all these lights. And I was like, oh man, I'm sweating really bad. And just blood. And I went, oh my God. It was just like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh. At least my heart rate is healthy, because it's just fucking pushing all this blood out. And then they wanted to take me to the emergency room, and I'm like, pussies. And so I just held it, you know, like this towel.
So I
had to replenish the towel. I think I used like maxi pad at one point, you know, just because that's what they're made for, right? Just gashes bleeding. And so I popped a Kotex on my forehead. And it has the adhesive like a band-aid.
That's perfect.
You know?
That's
so it worked out great. So yeah, it looked like I had this like sweatband on, but fuck it, you know, I felt fresh. And so it only lasted like a day or two. And yeah, I was dizzy. I drank milk and vitamin D'd it up. And so you know, you give me the D, everything's good.
Here's the stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have a scar from that?
Huh? Nah, bro.
Nice.
Nah. Yeah, pimples.
You
I'm balding.
It may
have stopped hair growth and hair follicles.
That's what
you
did.
You bled so much that there's no more dead.
But
blood
you know what I bled
hair.
For? A laugh, bro.
Yeah,
you bled for the artist.
I bled for the artist.
That was
you
a great
bled, you totally Tom Cruise that shit. You broke a leg.
Yeah.
You give a fuck.
No, I Leonardo DiCaprio in Django, bro. I fucking hit the glass. My hand was bleeding.
You got mauled by a bear on for real.
Yeah, that's right.
So you just saying that. I thought my first answer was going to be when I fell on a jar of bees when I was a kid.
Why'd you have a jar of bees?
Because I was a kid. I was 5 years old, and I was collecting bees in a mason jar. Didn't you guys do that?
You've never seen my girl? You fuck. You could have died. He needs his glasses. He can't see without his glasses.
I like bees. Anyway, so I was catching bees, and
that's
I fell down my grandma's porch.
Ring. You had to go get
I
it.
Fell on a jar of angry bees, and I was like, bees. Bees everywhere. And then I was like, oh, I'm okay. And then I looked at my wrist and there's still a scar and I was bleeding and I was like, ah, but then
did you try suicide and that's your story?
No, but I did joke about that later and get somebody to be like, oh, dude, that's like, they really thought I did, but I was like, nah, I fell on a jar of bees.
Oh, you broken Valard? You're fucking like suicide? Like,
yeah,
stolen Valard.
It was like, youth group church camp when I was 13. I was like, yeah, guys, I've been through some stuff. Yeah, I tried to kill myself when I was 13.
Were you cool teachering when you were talking about
should
that?
I should have. I think this is my thing. Hey, guys. Look, I've been down there, all right?
Right.
I've been there, all right? It's tough.
And then did a kid go like, you fucking probably fell in a jar of bees.
No, I didn't. Nuh-uh.
Not cool, teacher.
I don't love bugs. Anyway.
Did the bees try to sting the cut wound?
No, they just flew out because they were glad to not be in my jar.
That would have been a fucking metal move, though. Yeah. Man, try to sting
so that was I was gashed with blood. But then you talked about the head thing, and I had the scar on my head from when I just fell asleep at the wheel and ran into a telephone pole with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roadhead.
No, I just worked like
no, I didn't mean she. No, I meant you got a car accident. And he hit your head.
It was Roadhead.
Roadhead,
like
yeah.
A madman.
Right. Mad Max.
Yeah, I just was up for like 36 hours, and then Sarah McLachlan was on radio. It was her fault. And I've just
the person sitting there?
No,
the
my
audience?
Girlfriend at the time.
Oh, okay,
she was sitting next to me, and I was like, God damn it. And it was warm. Anyway. But then I also thought about this other thing on my finger. This
you
is all
that a lot.
Yeah. And this was my finger got there was a big steel door that was closing in high school, and I was going to grab it when it was about to close, and my friend kicked it shut.
What a dick.
So it smashed my finger just to it exploded. Like it just popped my finger. And I went, and blood just went everywhere. It flew everywhere.
Oh, that's cool.
And my finger was split in half. You can kind of see it right there. And,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, looks like a butt beach.
Look, I have one. I have one, too. That's because I threw a torn beer can at a lake drunk when I was 15. Same. I didn't bleed. I don't remember.
Oh, all right. Anyway, so those are the three main times that I bled. There was all a bunch of blood all of those times.
What about you, bitch?
Hey, well, the one time I totally bitched myself was as a kid. We had raised in an apartment complex that swimming pool, apartment pool.
Yeah, I got it.
And I used to like diving in the shallow end because, you know, that's what you do when you're an idiot. Because what I try to do is master the art of diving in the shallow end where I knew exactly how deep to dive where I wouldn't go too far. And I'd always kind of go as far as I could without hurting myself. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you just like, oh, how far can I do things before you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
So anyways.
Okay.
I swam to the bottom of the pool and then I like face into the pool. So like it didn't feel like it hurt, but
what,
I basically
you were
like
cannonballing?
No. Like diving. I was diving into the pool. I cannonballed into the fucking deep end. I switched it.
You switched it for real?
I switched it for real.
Okay.
And so it was a summer day. There was kids in the pool and everything. And I dived in the pool face first in the shallow end. I felt my nose push up against the thing. And again, nothing feels fast underwater. And when I came up, I was swimming, and I'm just swimming around, and kids were just making, like, gross faces at me, like, ugh.
Oh, you started your period.
No. I thought – well, I was – at the time
– little to know, he lost his swim trunks when he got this has nothing to do with me.
I was self-conscious because as a kid, I always thought I was this ugly little kid, and I was like, oh, I'm used to, like, kids going, oh, you're like, ugh, get away, right?
That's
like,
sad,
like a little Shrek, right?
Let me see your wrists.
Right.
Okay.
And so, yeah, tough. That was the other time when I cut myself with a
razor because I wanted to die.
Well, I was whittling a car for Boy Scouts, and I accidentally cut myself. So anyways,
I swallowed a bunch of pills.
kids were dispersing the pool. They were making weird faces at me and just like leaving, like, and like, ugh, like, ugh, leaving. And I'm just like swimming. I'm like, all right, well, fucking more pool for myself.
Apartment kids are dicks, right? Dude.
And here's the thing. What I also used to do, I used to love to play this game by myself in the pool called Jaws. This is so pathetic, right? You'll like this. This is sad. So I swim in the pool, and then I sing the Jaws, and I'm like, dun it, dun it, dun 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 dun. And as the music got louder, I'd splash in the pool, go dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. I wish I could see that. Splash. I'm sure we can. We always have to take Jess to a pool. You think he wouldn't fucking do that if we went to a pool right now?
But from afar, seeing Jess do it without anybody knowing,
because he's swimming in sweatpants.
So, anyways,
and like a college shirt.
Where it's just all underwater, like floating, like a
Mexican poor kid.
I want to see that so bad.
So anyways,
a wet collared shirt and sunglasses.
At the climax of Jaws, I get eaten by the shark and go, you know, like the girl when she gets drunk, and I do, I go, blah, 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 blah. Like I pretend I'd be getting eaten by the shark, splash this water, and when I got to the end of it, I realized that I really look like Jaws because this circle of blood was all around me. So apparently,
circle of blood. Yeah.
When I pushed my nose up against the floor, the thing, I had a nosebleed the entire time. But because I'm swimming and having a good time, it's just.
But blood, in hell, you're probably like, I have a great imagination.
Yeah.
Like it looks like there's blood all over the sea.
Yeah. This pool water tastes like pennies. Like,
yeah, exactly. I was gonna say, did you taste the
blood? Really was. It was. I'm just like that. It didn't. It kind of like when it was all when I'm surrounded by a pool of my own blood, I realized, like, oh, that's what it was. I thought it was just extra.
Is it rainy
bleachy
blood
or whatever?
Yeah. Good lord.
And then I was like, oh, and then it kind of just dawned on me, like, oh, that's why they
thought it was gross.
He doesn't care. He just keeps doing it.
Oh, no, Jaws, please.
Yeah. Oh, you bit me.
I know, Jaws, you bit me. Oh,
but
anyway,
you bit my nose.
It looked like Jaws. You thought I was a seal on a shark board.
You bit my nose.
That was the most I bled.
That's
oh,
going,
gosh.
And it just fucking looked just
it looked
pink.
Well,
we were like, was it a pink pool at that point?
You know, referencing it again, there had to have been someone in the apartment complex just looking out, seeing this boy in the pool going, ah! And then blood in the water, and no one did anything.
No, that's what I was going to say. Apartment
no one did anything.
Not so call 911.
If I was murdered in the pool by it or fucking Jaws... Like if Jaws flew through the sewer system or Gator, remember Gator? The 80s movie where the Gators came through the
it turned into Jaws because that was your real fear.
Yeah, it was my real fear.
Hello, fat boy.
Yeah. Then they would have just I would have just been eaten and they wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, it's apartment complex people, man. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. They're like, oh shit, that kid needs medical attention. They're going to call the cops. We're going to get in trouble. And then they run because the cops are going to show up because fucking this kid in sweatpants and a collared shirt.
Anybody have any answers to when they bled? Go up and we're going to read the Facebooks.
Please. Worst bleeding experience. Hi, welcome to the Nicolas Cage podcast.
Hi, what's going on, guys? Tell us about the worst time you bled. Brian Ortiz in this dungeon. Brian Ortiz says, in high school, I was dragged by a truck and scraped up my arm to the bone.
Oh, fuck.
I had reached next level bleeding. Alfred Perez says, recently I had a scab.
Stand to the bone.
Recently I had a scab from God knows what. So I scratched at it and took almost half an hour to stop, maybe longer because I just glopped a lot of bacitracin on it and put medical adhesive strip on it. When I changed it out, it was soaked. Probably something to do with unchecked diabetes.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or the herpes.
Or the herpes.
Who cares? Are the herpes. Amber Ray says, oh, I had a Jesus candle fall on my face just above my eye.
Oh, that's stigmata. You're blessed, baby.
And
you're
I bled
blessed,
all
baby.
Over my face.
That's stigmata, baby.
Needed stitches. Jesus don't like you.
That's crown of thorns. I mean, he loves you.
Justin Cooper says, I cut my knuckle at the base of the thumb to the bone, to the base of the thumb to the bone trying to wash a pint glass. I bled like a stuck pig all night, and for nearly 2 weeks, anytime I tried to make a fist, it would pop open and bleed again.
Oh, can you imagine having like getting a fight to defend yourself when that happened?
Bleeding.
You know, you're like, come on, let's fight. Ow. I didn't even touch you. No, seriously, ow.
My hand hurts.
My, you little bitch.
I beat you up real bad if my hand didn't hurt.
Yeah, my mom's calling me. She's upset that I went and swam in my school clothes.
He says, I still have a gnarly scar tissue that shows a chunk of flesh can hang by a thread if left untreated by medical professionals.
These are all great Slayer songs,
Carlos,
by the way.
Yeah, all of them.
Carlos Castro says, a few days after getting blown up by a car bomb,
yep.
I went to the doctor. During my checkup, I had found out that the reason I had a hard time hearing was that my ears were full of blood.
Yeah.
It was an Afghanistan or something.
Yeah. Also metal.
And car bombs you can get.
Ears full of blood.
295 car
ears
bombs.
Full of blood, dude. That's a...
Yeah, no, that's a necrophagia song, dude.
That's a Nicolas Cageophagia song.
Travis K says, just like our podcast together, 163, I should never answer after Carlos. Anyway, I don't remember a specific time because it happened so often, thanks to chemo as a kid. Thanks a lot, Travis.
Way to bring that up.
Jeez.
We get it. This is us. You're sad.
Jesus Christ.
You're sad. Here's all your right, Emmy. He's a friend. We can make fun of his cancer.
I had brain blood.
Thanks to chemo as a kid, I get gnarly nosebleeds, some lasting as long as 45 minutes. Don't go swimming.
I've
had my nose cauterized twice, and it doesn't help. Diana McCrean says, talk to my vagina.
Gabriel, so I wonder if that's from menstruation or getting, like, fucked hard.
Who knows? We can ask her. It's probably... So for a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah, there's a guy.
And those are some long columns. You know what I'm talking
this
about?
This guy I called.
Hey, dicks, right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah. She's a friend as well, yeah, exactly. So we can joke about her vagina.
Yeah, I was on my rag and I met up with this guy called Chad the Impaler and he fucked my cervix up.
He had a long
that's
column.
It's like a real story from Diana.
And that's how Diana would say it. She goes, oh, I got to go. I'm a professor.
Exactly. I got to go.
I got to take a shit.
I got to finish up my PhD thesis. Anyway, Gabriel Burgess says, I got my butt kicked in a fight in the fifth grade and was tackled to the ground next to a broken basement window. My wrist got dragged across the glass and was bleeding so much that the other kid stopped kicking and ran away.
That would have been cool if he asked if he was okay. That's an honorable ass kicking. Like, I want you to get hurt from me.
Not that glass.
I didn't mean to hurt your glass. Let's take you to the hospital. Stitch you up. Dude, you good? Yeah, I'm good now. Pop! And then just, like, continue the fight. Yeah, that would fucking... That's how men do it.
And Milo says, the last time that I flossed. So, yeah.
Ooh,
he bled a lot.
Man.
He's bleeding gums.
Fucking gingivitis, redhead. All right, do you know only redheads have fucking gum disease?
No, what are you talking about?
Paulo.
Back when I was 5, I used to go to Bible camp a lot because my mom was the organist. So it was on in Von Army. They had a baseball fence.
Okay.
Well, when you're 5, anything looks like a skyscraper.
Sure. Yeah.
So dumb ideas, kids get together. Can we touch the top? Let's touch the top. So 3 of us all get together. We start climbing the fence. I got about halfway up and they would have bells, like actually like big ass bells. Like, all right, let's get in. Bell rings. Reality doesn't click.
Right.
I just say, oh, time to go. So I literally just let go of fence and fall.
Oh,
free fall
God.
For what could have been more
sick
than
balls.
More than 10 feet. And on the way down, I land, no problems whatsoever. I start walking and I feel my right leg completely wet. I look down and I had slashed my whole side of my knee open. So
fuck.
I'm walking there with nothing but blood on my whole sock. I'm losing my mind. Not because I cut myself, because I'm worried my mom is going to kick my ass for ruining my shoes. So
that's
I'm,
how you know you have like borderline personality mom when you get punished for hurting yourself.
So I'm in the bathroom avoiding Bible school, which I'm even sweating bullets more because my mom is going to kill me for missing Bible school.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So I'm in the bathroom with nothing but brown paper towel and... At the time, praying that this thing will stop, I come out and, like, thankfully I didn't see her until the very end, and I was just like, it worked out in the end, but yeah, I have this horrible scar on my right leg from jumping off a baseball fence and slashing on the way
from down. When you were 5.
Yeah
so now it's huge now.
No, it's almost non-existent.
Yeah,
it's there. It's still noticeable, but yeah.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Never happened.
That's also that's a pretty good horror movie, The Organist.
The Organist.
Yeah.
What's better than roses on your piano, tulips on your organ?
Part of the Conjuring universe.
Hey, what's up, Jesus?
So I was nailed to a cross for 3 days.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Very nice. Well done. Well done.
Get over it. Come on.
And every Sunday drink my blood.
But it was the worst of it was when they stuck the spear in.
Yeah, right. Yeah, insult to injury, right? Come
Pantera,
on.
Pantera, the Roman soldier, did that. And I get it.
Stop, Roman. That's my Pantera. impersonation. That's what Phil Anselmo.
You mean Phil Anselmo?
Phil Anselmo.
Hey, that's my impression of Pantera, dude. Okay, I'm sorry. Please.
When I was in the first grade, I was at the Columbia baseball field, and my sister and brother were throwing rocks in the parking lot because kids are garbage.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how I wandered into the path of destruction, and I got one, it sounded like a dodgeball, like the boom when it hit me.
Because, it sounded like a rock hit your head.
Yeah, because I went. No, I went temporarily deaf because of the blood rush that happened. Yeah. So nothing but high frequencies. Yeah. And then about a year later,
I woke up.
No. Some kid hit me with a rock on purpose. So, it was, almost a year to the day I got knocked in the head again. But that time I went to the hospital because my parents didn't find me first. My crazy aunt found me. And, they – at the hospital, they stuck a Q-tip in the hole of my head.
Ooh.
And it, went all the way up and you went cotton swab. And
turned Dahmer zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the – so that was the worst time that I bled. That was hours because we already covered that. Head bleeding is awful. But the next worst time I bled was when I took my ex-girlfriend to her 21st birthday at Applebee's.
Oh, nice.
And a lot of bleeding stories. Yeah.
More Applebee's. Like Apple Bleeds, right?
I had the buffalo wings.
Yep. We all know where this is going.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the buffalo wings, and I bled from my anus for about 3 days.
Did you really? Did you?
Yeah.
You should sue Applebee's.
It was
Oh, because you have to sign that waiver.
No, just because you're eating at Applebee's.
That's part of the experience.
Oh, real quick question: is butt blood black?
What? Butt blood.
Butt blood is black.
No, if you bleed internally, your poop turns black. But no, the butt blood was the same color of the buffalo sauce. It was bright.
You weren't bleeding, bro. You're just digesting, man.
For three days, digesting?
Yeah, dude. Fucking, come on, man.
I didn't eat a gallon of buffalo wings.
Now, the lesson here is chew. You chew your food and you won't.
Chew your food.
Yeah, Thank you for your answer.
Chew your food.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. I'm sorry, Irma.
He let me come before him. Okay, so this is not...
What a gentleman.
We
get it.
What a gentleman.
You owe him
a gummy.
Yeah, you know. So it's not a story about me bleeding, but me making somebody else bleed. Mm. I was at the park with me and my friends, and we were down by the river. This is in Del Rio, and we were throwing rocks over the cane.
At this white kid.
At this long-haired white kid.
Yeah, he was playing Dungeons & Dragons by himself in a baseball field.
No, really, we were throwing rocks over the cane, and there were some guys swimming in the river, and we hit this
pretending
guy.
Pretending he was in Jaws.
18! Awesome! Ow!
And so we hit this guy with a rock, and he started bleeding and crying and stuff. What a fucking pussy. He started crying,
He was four.
Yeah,
exactly.
We were like, oh, what a baby.
So his friend
came and told me off, you hurt my friend. He's bleeding. Yeah, he had all this blood down his face. But then I fell in love with him, and we got married.
Oh, you married that dude.
But then we got divorced because I cut that fucker.
Yeah, good for you. You cut him on purpose this time.
That's real right there.
You have borderline personality disorder. You should read this book that I'm reading.
So I'm from Corpus.
Oh, there it is.
Done.
All right, good answer.
Dude, no kidding.
Because you guys don't believe in blood transfusions, right?
No, you don't do that.
Everyone in Corpus doesn't believe in blood transfusions. You're wearing a Selena shirt. Yeah, she could have survived.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, you just put the fancy Whataburger ketchup in your blade.
And your gun, and your Von Willebrand's factor is good.
No,
right, tell us about the time you threw rocks at people.
No, I was a skateboarder.
Right. Okay. Like Beto O'Rourke.
No. He goes to Whataburger.
Yeah.
No, so I was skateboarding, and you think that you're amazing at the time. I sucked.
Yeah.
And I tried to do a kickflip over a glass table.
Yeah.
And it just ate dick on it.
Yeah.
Oh, how was the dick? Was it good?
It wasn't bad. One time.
Yeah.
sharper than I remember.
Yeah, exactly. You got impaled.
That's how I lost my tonsils.
Was this in a living room or something? How did this happen?
Where was the? Yeah, good question. Where was this glass table where you're doing Jesus Christ airs?
It was out on the street. Someone took it out.
Like, you're like, hey, it'd be cool to jump over that.
And you're like, what's up? This is just another episode of Jackass.
Yeah.
And I just cut my hands to shit. Yeah. And every time I'd shake, like, you know, one of my gym friend's hands, they would just reopen it. It was awful.
Oh, man.
It was awful. Does,
you know, it sucks when friends of yours open up old wounds.
Well, this is another example of, you know, if you feel powerful, you are powerful. And at that, at that point in time, you did not feel powerful. Otherwise, you would have made it.
Yeah, man. Stick to inline.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, your name, please.
Oh, Carlos. Carlos.
Okay, Carlos.
Thank you for
answer.
Joining us, Carlos.
So back in high school, I was probably 14 or 15, I got a tonsillectomy.
Okay.
Oh. So through the recovery process. Yeah, through the recovery process, at one point, you know, you're healing through your throat. Yeah, I'm trying to call you on all this.
I've been there, man.
Yeah, there you go. So in the middle of the night, about 2 a.m., I was just coughing just because the whole process of it. You cough up a scab.
Oh. Yeah.
So you're asleep. Album. Yeah, you're asleep. You really don't notice. But all of a sudden, you start drowning in your own blood.
Another album title.
So there you go. So then you get up, and I go to the restroom, and I just literally spit out a whole mouthful of blood. Oh. And just keeps pouring out. And try to yell mom while you're gargling blood.
Yeah.
Mom!
Yeah.
Mom!
Oh, my God.
Mom! Can you imagine? Did your mom come and just see her child? Hey,
no, she never heard me. She never heard me.
I had to run.
I died for 3 minutes.
I had to run across the entire hall just bleeding everywhere.
Oh, how old are you?
I was 14, 15.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Emergency room, 3 a.m. That to cauterize my whole throat.
Damn. Jesus. Well, I'm glad you're still around. And thank you for coming to our Nicolas Cage podcast.
That's the most metal answer we had.
That was the best answer, dude. Thank you. And it's his first time here at Public Access, guys. Give him a round of applause.
Cauterize my throat.
Yeah.
Cauterize my throat. There's coughing up a scrap.
It's Pantera.
Yeah, it's Pantera.
It's a really good Phil Anselmo.
Yeah, thank you.
So, guys, you know, to bring it on back, this was Dad's Corner. So if your kids have a blood disorder, you know, make sure that they don't get cut. And if they don't have a blood disorder, cut them up. No.
Sooner the better. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Just get it over with. They're going to end up hurting themselves, and you're going to end up hurting them physically and emotionally. So, parenting, fuck it. We're all going to die.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, tonight, for my segment that's called Hey, That's Not Funny, where I talk about stuff that's not funny, today comes for a Columbia University study that says, no more sweet tooth. Scientists switch off pleasure from food and the brains of mice. That's right. They're altering activity in the brains, and the brains of mice, they can eliminate the natural craving for sweets in these mice brains. So this is some awesome stuff that these scientists are doing.
It's brutal. Also metal.
They said it would be like taking a bite of your favorite chocolate cake, but not deriving any enjoyment from doing so. After a few free bites, you may stop eating, whereas otherwise you would have scarfed it down. So they're trying to think of ways to weight loss. Exactly. Right. So they're trying to think of ways.
Or if you don't like kale, because you think kale tastes like shit,
you can turn,
you can
off
turn it off and just shove kale. This tasteless
Brave New World.
Right. Yeah, it says the scientists performed several experiments in which the sweet or bitter connections to the amygdala were artificially switched on, like flicking a series of light switches. So they were actually able to turn off the bitter and sweet sections of these mice's brains, just with essentially just turning it off and on like a light switch with these electrodes to their brain.
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy, amazing stuff. This was this happened in May of this year.
It makes it easier for them to enjoy human flesh.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wish there was a sweat crotch switch so no one would have to worry about tasting my sweat ball.
Well, okay, that brings me to my question, which is if you could erase a taste.
That's not my answer.
Why don't you just take a shower? Why don't you just be clean?
Because, bro.
If you could erase the taste from your brain, what taste would it be? So I'm sure everybody here has a taste that they absolutely abhor and they do not like. And if, you know, which taste would you wish that you could just turn it off? And for me, it would be the thing that I hate most in life, which is ketchup. I hate
Yo, boo to you. Yeah, exactly. I get it. Everybody loves ketchup. That's why I don't like it. I'm too punk rock for ketchup, goddamn it.
But you don't like mustard either.
I don't like mustard either. That's just dumb. Yeah,
huh? Ted Cruz doesn't like ketchup.
Ted Cruz doesn't like ketchup?
No, I'm just putting out fake facts. I'm sorry. Right, that's irresponsible of me.
So there's been many times...
He's a Zodiac killer.
There's been many times where... and this is probably one of the most... The things that get me livid the most in all of my life is when I'll order food from a fast food drive-thru like a burger place, drive home, you open up the burger, and there's ketchup on it. After I said no ketchup, and it's literally one of the most frustrating things
ever. Checking
in the
lane, bro.
I'm driving. I got to get home.
You just pull up a little bit forward. You look at it.
Yeah.
Then you go back into the thing, and you're like, I asked for no ketchup. Can I get another one? And they give you an extra apple pie.
Yeah. What you do
Sorry,
is
our bad.
Is look, guys,
now you got a fucking pie.
You slammed the burger, the patty, like, on their counter. And I said, no fucking ketchup.
I would never do that. But there's also these moments where, like, you're with somebody, and they're eating French fries, and then they put ketchup on the fries. You're like, man, I wish I could have had some of the fries, but now I can't eat any of their fries because there's ketchup on it.
I guess that would be the same thing if I was, like, allergic to something and someone put just, like, cat dander all over, like, ice cream.
Yeah, because people do that.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that people do. And they have cat dander as a little
Have you ever been to Orange Leaf? They got everything, man. They got everything there.
Gummy worms, or crushed Oreo, cat dander.
Cat dander.
It actually tastes really good.
George W. Kush.
So for me... For me, that's the thing that I wish I could turn off just in case of those things. Just in case I got home, opened up my burger, and there was ketchup on it. I'm like, well, turn it off the ketchup flavor. And then I could eat that burger and not taste that specific taste, which is ketchup.
That's a minor inconvenience, man.
Yeah.
But
it's a big deal.
Oh man, but like would like certain types of meatloaf taste weird because it just tastes like
ooh, see
like
that's the only time that
paste?
No, what? Just ketchup, bro.
Yeah, because ketchup is a popular ingredient for most meatloafs.
We all know what ketchup tastes like, right? I don't like ketchup.
That was so genuine. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
No,
my daughter doesn't like ketchup either, but she emo.
Yeah. I just since I was a kid, never liked the stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't like it. Or mustard.
My uncle doesn't like cheese. Like, I had two twin uncles, right? I have one uncle that doesn't like rice because of Vietnam.
Makes sense.
And then, that's serious, like, his, like, triggered PTSD was with rice. And then his twin brother, who also went to Nam, didn't like cheese. And I thought it was from Vietnam also. But he says, quote, it tastes like ass.
All right. Depends on the cheese, but I get it.
Nope. All cheese. All cheese tastes like ass. And my grandma... would say, when have you tasted ass? Which is a good question from your mom.
That's true.
What do you got?
Oh, I think I would like to get rid of the... It's not even so much a taste, but it's that... I guess it's a texture. I guess it's a taste. It's the taste of crushed foods. It's weird because I don't like beans. This is weird because he doesn't like ketchup. I don't like beans, but whole beans.
Yeah.
Refried beans.
Yeah, what is wrong with
you? No problem. But if they do like, you know, like home style refried beans and they mash the beans, but they don't really spend the 80 hours mashing the beans, they're still like bean skin. Just that one little bean skin will fuck up the whole thing.
But that's texture.
Yeah, I guess
not
so.
Not the flavor.
Nah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then
that's
that
not
case
how it tastes.
In that case, I think I'd get rid of the taste of alcohol so I could like drink alcohol and be cool.
But no.
Why do you
I know you don't like alcohol and I applaud you for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you why so would you drink alcohol?
Do you want to get drunk?
No. Nah.
So then,
this is an arms for legs answer, Jess.
Is that a tough question? What don't you like the taste of?
But
I like
but that's not necessarily something that you like.
Because this is the more I thought about it. I don't like beans. I don't like liver. But then the more I think about it, it's more of a textural thing. Because if you put liver in pate, I'll eat that. Or if you fry like liver, like if you made like a hamburger, I might eat that. But if I get like one fucking
a liver
bean skin,
hamburger?
If... Right.
I guess my question to you then is: if you order a burger, do you ask for something not on it?
No, I get everything. Like a fucking American.
We're not rich kids like you, bro.
I wasn't a rich kid.
Yeah, you were because you rich kids have the ability to not like food.
It's ketchup.
Only rich kids are picky eaters.
It's a condiment.
No, rich kids are picky eaters.
Here's the thing.
I ate cabbage for a long time, and I was like, "Can I get nuggets?" And they're like.
I like no. that those options are cabbage and nuggets.
No, I know. No, 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 no. Because I wanted nuggets like you rich kids who would go fucking, I don't like ketchup.
I didn't like nuggets either.
Yeah.
They're
you
all made by
robots. Rich kids,
they're
bro.
Made by robots.
I don't.
No, and come on. I knew as a child, when you went to McDonald's, they had the same four shapes. There was the boot, the diamond,
That's
the
fine.
Circle.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, how can all of this food look exactly
you were,
like
you were that
because they make it like
a
it was
child?
Made by robots
so they can fit in a dipping sauce
because some kids want the fucking boot like me you want to do
it
eat your fucking boot
because I go oh shit I stepped in hot mustard nom nom no. nom nom
I was like I don't want this robot food I want real food made by real people so maybe I was kind of a rich kid but
You're
I wasn't
not, yeah I will cook my food fucking rich fuck
okay I was just spoiled because I wasn't rich
all right well here's the thing
no rich means spoiled equals rich like I remember once I ate a rib with beans.
That sounds good. I'll take that.
Yeah, because that's a rich kid thing. But it was like a brontosaurus rib because they were on sale at the fucking butcher shop because they were going to go bad.
Go back
so
to the
it
cabbage
was
story.
Half rotten. And then cabbage. Cabbage seasoned with this like expired like soy sauce thing that my uncle got at Dollar General.
Yeah.
So he was using fucking Nestle soy sauce on his fucking cabbage. And he was like, you like Chinese food, right? And I'm like, yeah, it tastes like Chinese food. And I'm like, can I get nuggets? Are you hungry? Yeah. Then eat the cabbage. But I don't want the cabbage. Then you're not hungry.
You
so I ate
there.
Fucking cabbage. Yeah, I'm not a picky eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to flip it for real.
Okay.
And the taste that I would take out is the taste of potatoes. Because I fucking love potatoes.
Okay.
I love them. I'm fucking Bubba from Forrest Gump on potatoes. I like them fucking julienne, french
barbecue,
fry,
yeah.
waffled,
yeah.
fucking au gratin, mashed, fucking
yeah.
baked,
yep.
fucking...
Twice baked.
Yeah, twice baked, fucking potato skins, fucking
oh, yeah.
red potatoes, new potatoes,
mm-hmm.
fucking...
Potato piece of crust.
Well, yeah, exactly,
potato
right?
Potato pancakes.
But yeah, I fucks with it, dude. Potato bread,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm all about it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So... That's all carbs, bro.
Yeah.
And sugar and dirt. Like it's fucking
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. It's from the ground.
It's dirt nuts.
Delicious.
Right? Like potatoes basically
are
fucking
dirt peanuts.
Dirt balls.
Well, peanuts are from the ground.
I was gonna
too,
say peanuts,
so peanuts
are under yeah.
Just inherently that's like, you know,
fuck peanuts.
That's
though.
Like assless chaps. They're already
yeah.
assless.
Because it's like if I don't like that to answer your question is like you don't like ketchup. Don't eat ketchup. And then if there's ketchup in something that you ordered, then just fucking
I'm at home watching TV.
But you would
point.
Go through surgery to have a switch just because you're too lazy just to fucking ask for what you ordered.
Yeah,
or
just turn
me,
it off. It's an
I
app.
Would turn off the taste of like of kale
and, oh.
and healthy stuff.
And you're using the technology as
yeah.
it was intended.
Yeah. So I'm
only get one thing though.
I can eat
so potatoes.
So it would be potatoes, so I wouldn't feel the need for them.
You
and
would crave
them.
Yeah,
I
that's
crave
and
them.
That's exactly why they're actually
yeah.
making this is so that you
potatoes,
won't.
Potatoes,
nah, man. I
just get some freaking potatoes. Out of
what the dick yeah. craves, it gets, dude.
Ever what? Had ever had French fries and mashed potatoes?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You kidding me?
Fuck, man. That is fat boy heaven. Homie.
I don't want okra.
Yeah, you know what's
because you go to a restaurant and they're like, "What are your sides?" And they're like, "I got mashed potatoes, French fries, okra." And like
and then
peas and carrots
and
I'm like
squash.
Yeah, I'm like I'll take mashed potatoes and French fries.
And then you dip it
oh, yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
some ketchup.
Gravy, bro. Gravy's my ketchup.
Yeah, but you put ketchup in the gravy and you look like a fucking apartment pool. Right on. Yeah. So if you have an answer of the taste that you would like to get out of your mouth.
So do we confirm a taste for you, Jess?
I just fucking said beans because I'm Hey, man, one
but
time...
you like beans.
Going back... No, I don't like beans. Here's a... Okay, like, going the whole thing. You know what pisses me off when I go to Bill Miller's and you ask for, like, the number one plate and, they, you know, the number one plate is the standard beans, rice, coleslaw. That's what they give you if you don't specify.
And
so
those not from San Antonio
yeah,
listening.
They give you yeah. beans. And one time I asked for those green beans, double green beans and potato salad. They gave me double pinto beans. And
that
was,
were green.
No. Regular beans. Which are regular, they're regular pinto beans. And I got mad, but because it was on my plate, I kind of ate it. And that's why I'm a considerate eater, because if someone serves me something, I'm probably going to eat it. Instead of getting mad, instead of like, you know,
or
turning
ass.
Down food.
Ass. I'd also shut off the taste of ass.
Oh, man, you just clean that ass.
Yeah, no, but like if she went jogging.
You clean that ass.
And she had sweat crotch, and she's just like, well, she's like, you know what? I don't want to do anything, but, you know, eat my butt. And then I'd be like,
click.
and then
good thing that's the one thing I chose to not taste.
Exactly, just because I don't want to taste ass in food.
Yeah, true.
But you want the texture. Oh, cheese. If I'm eating with my uncle.
But you want the texture. You want the balloon knot texture.
Yeah, I want to fucking. Yeah, man.
Yeah, all right.
I'm with you.
All right, Facebook answers.
Lick the equator.
Brian Ortiz. Brian Ortiz says, burnt flesh. I smelt it once and it was so powerful I could taste it. No, thank you, please.
That would hurt him. He would be burning alive.
At least I can't taste it.
Yeah.
I like my flesh raw. Greg Rasputin says, the smell of defeat. Alfred Perez says, another thing I guess I would turn off is the taste of like burnt, like something was burnt, like burnt popcorn or burnt. Because there's one time like I had a steak. It was a really good steak, except the last piece I ate was burnt a little bit and just kind of ruined everything. So maybe burnt. Especially burnt popcorn. Ooh, burnt popcorn.
And then you're not wasting food.
Yeah.
Or ass.
Yes. Don't want to waste that.
Don't want to waste ass. Who ate all the ass?
All right. Who ate all the... Alfred Press says, I had a bad pizza roll from Mama Michelina. It was bright orange like a Cheeto. When I bit into it, it was nothing but grease, no filling. I haven't been able to eat those since.
You remember the 3D Doritos that 7-Eleven sold that only pieces of shit got? That tasted like someone barfed Doritos in a little pocket.
They were shitty pizza puffs.
Yeah.
I don't remember those.
Yeah.
Judson Cooper says bile.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just throw up and not know.
Sarah Sharp says liver. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
She didn't like the taste of liver. Richard Morgan.
I feel ya.
Says, thanks for prompting me to go on a taste journey through all the worst things I've ever experienced. Anyway, Hershey's chocolate.
Hershey's chocolate. Is it because he's trying to like? No, I think that's because it's beneficial. You want to not taste chocolate, so he won't crave it.
Crave chocolate. Travis K says nitrous oxide. I could taste it as well as smell it as they tried to use it on me prior to my spinal tap during my cancer treatment as a kid. We get it, Travis.
I don't want to taste basket cases anymore.
This is life itself, and the Oscar goes to Crash.
I would always get violently sick afterward. At least those days recuperating would be spent with Cokes and salami sandwiches, watching music on videos on VH1. God, thanks, Travis.
My mom loves me. Fucking rich kid.
Here's a very interesting answer. Gabriel Burgess says, that taste that is left on your hands after handling rubber bands.
Rubber band,
good answer.
Paul's like, oh yeah. No. It's an interesting answer, but I don't think everyone's here.
You know how I know he's a virgin? He didn't say condoms. It's the same smell. You don't taste it, but you know how you forget, like when you're fucking and you're like, oh man, that was
and fun. Then you eat you
ate butt and you're like, man, that tastes like paste latex.
But they're the novelty ones, so it's like rubber band with a little bit of grape or
you go down on a chick after fucking her with a condom and then you just taste all the latex instead of her tasty vagina.
Again, with that strawberry spermicide that like
or blood, the taste of blood.
Yeah.
So if you're getting your Red Wings.
Yeah, or pina colada glide gel.
Or double the taste of pennies so that if you accidentally get a penny thrown in your mouth.
Or blood.
Then you're good. Yeah.
And finally, when asked what taste you wish you could not have, Milo says, Erica. Specifically Erica. Whoever Erica is, he no longer wants to be able to taste her.
All right, so we got David Samuel.
Up to the mic.
Gasoline.
Gasoline.
Yeah, okay. I had to put gas in my car the other day, and I
most
still
people
had
do
it. No, like you, from a can.
Oh,
because I'm forgetful. Right. And
rich kids, man.
And I ate at Whataburger like 10 minutes after doing even after washing my hands like 5 times, I still tasted the gasoline.
I love Whataburger. It's just the smell of Whataburger in your hand smells like you were scratching your balls and forgot. That's the only thing that sucks.
Is this actually they shut off flavors or they shut off like the
The scientists, what they could do is they could either turn off the sweet sensations in your tongue, on the mice tongue, or the bitter. So they can do those too. But the question is just if you could turn off any flavor. Because
I thought like, it was like the joy that you get from it or something. Or like, because they say that.
I should turn off the taste of rom-coms.
Well, just technically, I guess if you like sweets, you'd be able to turn it on like, okay, I don't like sweets anymore because sweets aren't sweet anymore.
Because they say that like when you eat chocolate, it has the same effect as like doing heroin.
But imagine if chocolate like, tastes like gasoline.
Yeah, that'd be nasty.
Or exactly.
But when they do the comparison of chocolate to heroin, they always do it that negative way that like chocolate is just like heroin. Never like, hey, have you ever done heroin? It's like 30 chocolate bars.
Yeah, they're thinking about all the way.
That's good like methadone way of getting people off of heroin. Just eat a bunch of chocolate.
Just have chocolate. What's wrong with you?
And then diabetes. And then it's like, you want to be a junkie or you want to get your foot cut off. One of the ways, if you've seen fucking Requiem for a Dream, you're going to get an appendage cut off of your heroin. You're an addict or a diabetic, so fucking choose your poison.
I'll siphon that ass whipping.
Thank you.
I went to the Flying Saucer and had the worst beer that's ever been born.
Bud Light?
Dude, I don't know. It was Ghost Beer 53, so to this day.
Oh, it has a ghost pepper in it.
No, dude. No, this thing was like, I guess.
Haunted.
It was
haunted. Don't drink that beer. It's haunted.
Yeah. Because when you drink it, you take a drink and you go, ooh.
No.
Or when you throw up afterwards, you go, ooh.
No, it's like giving a homeless guy a prostate exam and licking your finger.
All right.
And you know what that tastes like.
Yes.
It tastes like the beer.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Ghost Beer 53. Like,
let me check my prostate real quick. Oh, there's my boner button.
Funny and enough, that's a different beer from
Ghost,
Portland.
That tastes like that beer I drank. That Flying Saucer. And finally, Paulo.
Tonsil Stones.
Oh, Tonsil Stones.
Our new guest.
Worst taste ever.
Tonsil Stones.
But see, my argument to that is you don't want to shut that taste off because these are warnings that
signals.
Something bad is happening.
I would agree with you, except of course when you get one stuck in your sinuses, it doesn't go away for 20 minutes. And that's horrible.
I didn't know that's a thing.
Yeah.
Man.
For those of you who don't know, tonsil stones are a byproduct of your actual tonsils. They form in the back of your throat, and if you cough and one gets lodged in your sinuses, it smells like shit for 20 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah. And then if... And then you cough out that stone and you hit a white kid in the back of the head in a baseball field like a stone, tonsil stone.
All right. I'm just going to wait outside till David walks out. Just start throwing rocks at him tonight.
Just for fun. Pick on him. Play D&D, you fucking dork.
Tonsil stone! So, scientists turning off... sweet and bitter and mice's brains. That's not funny.
It really isn't.
That's not funny at all.
It's not at all.
So that concludes another edition of Comedy Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. And for those of you that it's your first time here, and for those of you that have been here for a long time, you know and you've experienced that this is an educational podcast about Nicolas Cage. So we like to ask ourselves and our guests, what did we come to know? So please, if you learned something in this podcast, go make your way to the microphone, because we want to know what made you come to learn something about yourself, the world, or life in general. So Jess, what did you come to know?
I came to know that Regan is a spoiled eater. He's a spoiled eater.
I was going to say, this is something that Larry always has made fun of me about.
Yeah, but see, this is reinforced by the fact that you bring back to us all these great snacks from the places you travel. Yeah. And we're trying and opening up our boundaries, but...
I'm a very adventurous eater.
He's like Guy Fieri. He doesn't like eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Guy Fieri doesn't like
chef. I'm a chef. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that jalapeno cheddar bomb was fire, but he doesn't like fucking eggs.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't like eggs.
He's a chef, doesn't like eggs.
Who doesn't like eggs?
Guy Fieri,
yeah. Guys that wear flame. Yeah, who
Lots
doesn't like
of people.
Catch?
People with an advanced palate.
Yeah, that's right. He's eating guinea pig.
Yes, I've eaten guinea pig and crickets
and
sunfish and sea cucumber.
Did you like it?
Sea cucumber was kind of gross, but I was like, hey, sea cucumber. Anyway, but yeah.
That's why I came to know that he's a stingy eater, but I am a very generous eater. You give me food.
Because you like ketchup?
Are you putting that out there? Is that like a feeler?
So real quick.
I'm a generous eater, ladies.
Ladies, I might not know the instructions on how to have sex.
But I'll lick your
thumbs. My thumbs work very well.
I'll lick your exclamation point. I will lick your lowercase I all the way to the dots.
I'll end it with this. If you give me food, I'll eat it.
Because I'm a poor kid. What I came to know, tonsil stones. That's an honest one. Mm-hmm. I didn't know tonsil stones were a thing. I've heard of kidney stones. I've heard of dragonfly. But I never heard of tonsil stones. Never heard of tonsil stones. So now, because I'm a, what's it called? A hypochondriac? I'm going to be like, I got a tonsil stone. Like every time, like a piece of tartar chunks off.
Just chew your chicken wings.
I have my tonsils. Yeah, I choke on dick all the time. And you, sir, who had your tonsils removed, no gag reflex, I'm assuming.
Congratulations.
Rock and
lucky
roll.
Lady.
Yeah, exactly. He lucky don't chew lady. His bananas.
What I've come to know tonight also has to deal with throats and whatnot, is you can cough up scabs. Like, that was a thing that I didn't even think was a thing.
I showed you the cab I coughed up.
What?
I have a picture of it.
Oh, but I don't know. That's just realer. I don't know. For some reason...
Yeah,
I don't know. Coughing up scabs, it just brought up. That's just terrible. I'm sorry you had to deal with that. That sounds like the worst thing ever. And then choking to death on your own blood is also pretty metal.
He didn't die.
Did he? Are you sure?
We are in a haunted beer basement. Oh, the beer.
Did anybody else learn anything?
Well, cerebral chair still lives. Ooh, I have become tonsil stone. Yo, no, yeah. Yes, David.
I have trouble learning anything because I got clobbered in the head by a bunch of stones as a kid. So
by all multiple rocks to the head.
Yeah, I learned nothing. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, it's like a broken glass. You pour milk in it, and milk just pours on out.
Well, we're gonna
go worst analogy I've ever heard, but all right.
So. We are going to start our midnight show here in about 15 minutes. Jess, what do we have going on real quick?
As per usual, guys, if you enjoy yourselves, and you should enjoy yourselves on a regular basis, it's safe and healthy for you, you should go find us, Comedia Agogo, on Facebook and Twitter and our website, comediaagogo.com. Hashtag public access. Find our public access Happy Campers page on Facebook so you can answer the questions when we're doing this live anytime, all the time. Comedia Agogo, public access. Thank you.
If you would like to see stand-up comedy sooner than that, I will be doing some stand-up comedy at the Midnight Show along with Mr. Rockhead over there and a few other of the comedians. It's a good time. We do it every Friday here at midnight. There's always a 10 p.m. show. That's awesome, possum. You can follow me on Instagram at Larry Garza Comedy and see all the cool shows that I have coming up, or download my album Big Mama God and a Hazel Eyed Monster, also at comediaagogo.com.
If Comediaagogo also does movies and other short films, and they're all on YouTube, and they're all on comediaagogo.com.
So thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of Public Access, and thank you to our live studio audience. Make some noise. So finally, once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll tonsil stone you later.
Tonsil stone!